USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated, nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At least five Americans are among the dead in the Israeli stampede at a religious event. The U.S. Embassy is helping to name the Americans who were among the dozens that were killed and injured. One victim is identified as 19-year-old Daniel Morris of Beaconsfield, New Jersey. Panic spread among a crowd celebrating a popular religious festival. Some people were trampled as they tried to escape out of a narrow exit. President Biden said in a statement, the U.S. will offer assistance, and he says he sends profound condolences. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. The health ministry in India reports nearly 3,500 deaths over the past 24 hours. Restrictions are also in place on travel from China, Iran, much of Europe, Brazil, and South Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One day after his New York City apartment and office were raided by the FBI and electronic devices were seized, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says it's unfair. The feds are trying to find out whether he was working as a foreign agent for clients in the Ukraine while he was pressuring the government to investigate Hunter Biden. On Fox News, Giuliani denied he did anything wrong.
I can tell you, I never ever represented a foreign national. In fact, I have in my contracts a refusal to do it. I have never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
Former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said Giuliani is simply making things up.
When Mr. Giuliani said, well, you know, they need to be able to demonstrate that I would have destroyed evidence or altered it in some way, absolutely, completely false. Not part of the inquiry that the judge conducts.
The cable channel Newsmax apologized for airing false allegations, saying that an employee for Dominion Voting Systems deliberately manipulated machines or tallies on Election Day to reduce actual totals for President Trump. In response, the Dominion employee dropped Newsmax from a defamation lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.